This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain. It's the Wake Up Call.
Time to play Married Name Upgrade Downgrade. Call us right now, 766-1065. Tell us your maiden name, and then tell us your married name, and we will tell you if it's an upgrade or downgrade. Now you can text them in too to 73389, but if you text them in, make sure to include your first name. That's helpful. It's kind of required.
Right.
And if it's a very unique pronunciation, include it phonetically too. That way that'll help us out.
Oh, and of course your maiden name and married name.
Of course. Right. 766-1065. Tracy is starting it off. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
What is your maiden name?
Ponciano.
With a P or a C?
With a P, Ponciano.
Ponciano.
Stiano.
Okay.
And your married name?
Cummins.
Hummins?
Cummins, like the Cummins engine.
Oh, boy. Oh, Cummins.
Downgrade. I mean, you know that. You don't even need to ask
us.
Yeah,
you didn't have to ask.
Tracy Cummins?
You just wanted us to...
Laugh at your name.
No, reaffirm what you always knew.
Right.
Very much.
All right, downgrade. All right. Sorry.
Okay. I mean, we can't even make jokes about your name without getting in trouble with the FCC.
Right.
Oh, wow. Jeez. 766-1065. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
It's married name, upgrade, downgrade. What is your maiden name?
My maiden name is Kramer.
Okay.
All right. And your married name?
Okuda.
Ooh. This is tough.
Amanda Kramer.
Amanda Okuda. Upgrade.
Upgrade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Big upgrade.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's what I thought.
Okuda.
Yeah.
I think that's Barracuda.
Not anymore.
For her. Okay. All right. Yeah. Not anymore.
Amanda Okuda.
Oh.
766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. Veronica's up. Married name, upgrade, downgrade. What is your maiden name?
Putsave.
What?
What? I'm
sorry?
Yeah.
What is it? Say it again.
Put, as in P-U-T.
Okay.
And then save. So put them together.
Put save.
Put save.
Put save.
Put save. She's obviously saying put save.
No, Katie's right.
Put save.
Oh, boy. Okay.
All right. And your married name?
Arius.
Arius?
Yep.
Upgrade.
Obviously an upgrade. Veronica Arius is beautiful.
Yeah. Put save. Put save.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Sounds like a Yiddish word for guts.
Yeah.
You know?
Look at the put save on this guy.
Thanks, Veronica. Have a great day.
Or a Yiddish word for something you step in.
Or like
I got
some
put save on my shoe.
Some kind of unfortunate sausage.
Here's a text. Mandy Gonzalez to Mandy Strange.
Oh, Mandy Strange.
Mandy Strange.
Strange, yeah.
That's
an upgrade.
It.
Strange is a cool last name.
Yeah.
Darian Foreman to Darian Chamberlain.
Chamberlain's also a cool last
upgrade,
name.
Upgrade. Upgrade.
Man, these are kind of easy today.
Think so?
Nicole Westeros.
Uh-oh.
Nicole Preston.
Westeros.
Nicole Westeros, Nicole Preston. I mean, Westeros.
Yeah, I mean, I would need to know if she ever goes by Nikki. Nikki Westeros is an awesome name.
Okay. Let's see. Bree Hill to Bree Vogan. She's deciding if she... Oh, no, I'm sorry. She has it Bree Hill or Bree Hill Vogan.
Revoted.
I think she's trying to decide to hyphenate it or just completely change it.
Okay. Don't hyphenate. Okay. I don't think hyphenating is a good idea.
So let's talk about this. Bree Hill.
Yeah. Which is a fine
what's
name.
What's the other one?
Vogan. V-O-G-A-N.
So, Bree Vogan.
So this is, if she was on the phone, I would say, do you like going by Bree or can we call you Brianna?
Because what if her name is Bree?
Like just Brie?
Yeah.
Well, lions say that sometimes it's Brianna. What? Because it makes a difference. Brianna Hill sounds better.
Oh, yeah.
But Brie Vogel also sounds good. So it depends on what do you want to go by.
She gave us Brie. So
she gave us
Brie,
then I go by Brie Vogel.
I'm going to go Brie Vogel.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's Vogan. V-O-G-A-N.
Oh, that I still changes say, everything.
Oh, I don't think it does.
Brie Vogan?
Brie Vogan. No way. Brie Vogan sounds like an exotic instrument.
Brie, oh, I say yeah, downgrade then.
I'm prolific in the Brie Vogan.
Yeah. Upgrade. Yes.
Oh, thank you, Rain. I'm going to say 100%. Downgrade.
Well,
Kristen Frizzle. it's either Frizzle or Frizzell. I don't know what the
either way.
I'm going to go with Frizzell. Kristen Frizzell or Kristen Fazlick.
Obviously a downgrade.
Yeah. Fazlick.
And Fizzle?
That sounds like what one of the puppeteers got kicked out of the Muppet Studio for.
I mean, Fizzle is fun to say.
Fizzle, as long as it is Fizzle. If it's Frizzle, no.
I disagree.
You think Frizzle's a good last name?
I think it's so fun.
It sounds like a teacher from a children's show.
I know. I like that.
766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. It's married name, upgrade, downgrade. Julie, what is your maiden name?
Kaplan.
Julie Kaplan.
Okay.
And your married name?
Jew.
Wait.
Like Aju?
Like Jew, J-U-E.
J-U-E.
Do you go by Julie or do you have a nickname?
Julie Jew. Yes. Upgrade. I love it.
But that's the...
I go by Juju a lot.
Juju's cute.
Yeah,
So wait, she'd go... Her name would be Juju?
No, the J-U from the Julie and the J-U from the Jew makes Juju.
So that's what it would be?
Yeah.
What nationality is Jew?
Chinese.
Stop saying Jew. It's not Jew.
Jew.
It's Jew.
Jew.
Stop.
Jew?
Yeah. I say upgrade. Good job, Julie Jew.
Yeah, Julie Jew's cute.
Yeah.
766-1065. Kelly, you're going to wrap it up for us. What is your maiden name?
Macklin.
Okay.
Kelly Macklin. Ooh, that's a good name.
Okay.
And your married name?
Maiden name is hyphenated. It's Cook Galichinel.
Excuse me?
Cook Galichinel.
So your husband has a wife has a hyphenated last name?
No, I was married twice, and I carry both names.
Was it too late to go back to Macklin?
No, I kept the first name Cook because that husband passed away, so I do that for my kids.
Okay,
Kelly Cook's a great name, though.
And then what is your third last name?
Galichinel.
You gotta say it again.
I don't know what she's saying.
What letter does it start with?
Galichinel.
Galichinel. Galichinel sounds like a kind of currency.
Oh, man.
What's the exchange rate for Galichinel?
Kelly Cook Galichinel.
It's $1.42.
Let's forget about the hyphen and let's rank them.
Okay.
What's at the bottom of the heap?
Galichinel.
I agree. Kelly Galichinel, it's a mouthful. My mouth salivated while saying it.
Right. You spit on the microphone.
I'm going to say second place goes to Kelly Macklin.
I agree.
And I'm going to say first place goes to Kelly Cook.
And not because you're a widow, but because Kelly Cook sounds like an awesome female pirate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Congratulations.
So congratulations. Right. Well, second and third place. There you go. Excellent.
Our job here is done.
We're done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.